It's the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels. And if you don't know who I am, well, this is Chris Michaels. And in no particular order, there are quite a few stories going on. AB 659 in California, the Cancer Prevention Act. What does this do? It forces children to be injected with the HPV vaccine. So if you don't know what HPV is, it inhabits your naughty bits, and then it could potentially turn into a cancerous formation of some sort. But they've also found out that these HPV vaccines could potentially be extremely dangerous. A lot of accounts of people getting paralyzed from the waist down, and more than likely, I wouldn't be surprised if some of those adverse events, including sterilization or creating barrenness. So once again, California at the forefront of medical tyranny. Congratulations to you. Many more years of success. And the woke General Milley decided to go into illegally occupied northeastern Syria. Remember that? The United States invaded Syria from Iraq. For what reason? Well, there are oil fields out there. Donald Trump was the only president to actually admit that the reason why the United States is over there is for the oil. Now, my question would be, is where is that oil going to? I suspect that the United States is selling that oil being pumped out of Syrian territory to illegal actors such as ISIS and the neo-Nazis in the Ukraine and making money on the black market. That's the only thing that really makes sense out of all of this. And Milley went over there, nails freshly polished, and he essentially said, well, if you think that that's important, otherwise known as whether or not the military will actually stay in Syria, he says, then the answer is yes. Why? Goodness gracious, he was talking to Reuters when he said that. So basically what he's telling you is that they're going to illegally remain in Syria and steal the natural resources from a country that is technically not at war with the United States. So once again, we have the acts of terrorism and warmongering occurring from the supposed pillar of democracy in the Western world, otherwise known as the United States of America. This stuff has to stop. There has to be some point where we no longer go down this road, where tyranny is no longer the hot fashion that everyone should abide by. But it doesn't look like that's going to change anytime soon, because you even had Ford coming out and furthering the dystopian society of the future by doing what? By applying for a patent that can remotely shut down parts of your car when your bill isn't paid. That's right. If you aren't paying your car bill, then these patents allow Ford to, quote-unquote, remotely shut down your radio, your air conditioning, lock you out of your vehicle, or prompt it to ceaselessly beep if you miss car payments. And that is according to Bloomberg. While the official company line is that Ford has no plans to use the technology, then why patent it? We're certain that'll prove to be incorrect over time. We submit patents on new inventions as a normal course of business, but they aren't necessarily an indication of new business, Ford says. Oh, goodness gracious. Do you honestly think, out of everything that I've said over the past about smart cities, smart cars, smart homes, internets of things, digital currencies, graphene oxide being injected into you so that you could mine cryptocurrencies based upon the biorhythms assigned to your job description, right? Your employer reads your biorhythms. Do you really think that Ford wouldn't be doing something like this, especially when you have all of these countries and states pushing for electronic vehicles to be the only type of vehicle that's allowed on the road, especially when you have all of these politicians, especially the politicians in Detroit, pushing for what they call 15-minute cities. In other words, that cars would not necessarily be allowed on the road in those 15-minute cities. Everything that you need, whether that's food, whether that's, I don't know, think of something, a CPA, I don't know, whatever. Everything that you could possibly think of is within 15 minutes walking distance from your home. Do you really think Ford is going to not put in this kind of technology if you are in arrears of your payment? Of course not. Of course they would be doing something like that. So another step towards the dystopian society that we're all trying to resist, and thankfully we are. But like I said, this program or this show is more about awareness and being aware of what's going on. And every once in a while, I dazzle you with brilliant commentary that's at least 4 to 6 months in advance of what comes out. But until then, just be aware of all of this stuff. Oh, did you hear about Tucker Carlson? Tucker Carlson came out tonight, the old cuckster. And he has had his dirty little fingers all over at least 40,000 hours of January 6th footage. And it was extremely disturbing. Actually, it's not disturbing. It's what we all knew. It's what I brought up many times before. You find out that the QAnon shaman, remember him? Remember the guy with the big bullhorns? Or buffalo horns, not bullhorns. Well, it was supposed to be, oh, goodness gracious. Goodness gracious, this person was an insurrectionist, and he was going all over the Capitol, and he was shouting from the banners, oh, God, yeah, we need to, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Well, Tucker Carlson released footage that showed that the QAnon shaman was literally escorted throughout the Capitol building by Capitol Police. Do not tell me this was an insurrection. And also, Tucker Carlson decided to show footage of a whole bunch of the rabble rally doing nothing more than wandering around the Capitol building, not removing anything, not destroying anything. And Tucker Carlson did not do enough research about the agent provocateurs in the rabble rally, breaking windows and breaking down doors, and also miraculously being let in doors that are magnetically sealed, which you can't do unless somebody from the inside opens up those doors. He didn't do any research into that, but he did bring up Ray Epps. Remember Ray Epps? Ray Epps was the one that was on January 5th trying to incite a crowd, incite a riot and all that. But on January 6th, he claimed, according to the January 6th commission, that, I had left at such and such a time. And by the time I was texting my nephew, I was already back at the hotel. Well, it turns out, according to the video footage, that he had lied to the committee, and he was on Capitol Hill for at least 30 minutes beyond that text was sent. So in other words, he was on the Capitol Hill grounds for at least an hour beyond the text message that was sent where he claims he's already back at the hotel. So what is FBI agent provocateur Ray Epps really up to? Because he needs to be held to account. And this isn't something that you can just gloss over, because all of the people out there that think, oh, well, 2024, that's when Trump is going to come back into office. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed, especially when it comes to election integrity. So if that doesn't change, what makes you think that 2024 is going to be any different? If they stole it from you in 2020 and they hoodwinked you in 2022, what do you think is going to happen in 2024? Nothing good. Nothing good. Because the DHS is up to its eyeballs in potentially illegal activity. And this actually comes from the Politico. And Politico is usually on the left side of the spectrum with those rose-colored glasses on. DHS is a program gathering domestic intelligence, and virtually nobody knows about it. So if you were to go through this article, essentially this is what I suspect happened. The CIA is technically only supposed to be able to operate outside of the United States, right? It's not supposed to be a domestic agency. So when the Department of Homeland Security was set up, it was essentially going to be the domestic version of the CIA. And since the Department of Homeland Security has under its umbrella many other agencies. It essentially acts as a hub for intelligence and spying and violating the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's what is really going on here. The inner workings of the program, called the Overt Human Intelligence Collection Program, are described in the large tranche of internal documents Politico has reviewed from the Office of Intelligence and Analysis. Those documents and interviews revealed widespread internal concerns. In April of 2021, there was a regional intelligence official saying it is shady and runs like a corrupt government. Another document said some employees worried so much about the legality of the activities that they wanted their employer to cover legal liability insurance. Carrie Buckner, formerly the career senior legislative advisor to the DHS, said the fact that this agency is directly questioning Americans as part of a domestic intelligence program is deeply concerning. Given the history of scandals related to post-domestic intelligence programs by the FBI. In other words, Gestapo, you've got the Department of Homeland Security, you've got the FBI, right? The Department of Homeland Security is the domestic version of what it is to maintain the narrative. If you go against the federal government's narrative, you may get a knock on the door by the Department of Homeland Security. If you're an enemy of a globalist, World Economic Forum, Democrat, rollover Republican type, then they sick the FBI on you. The FBI is the politically motivated watchdog, not even a watchdog, attack dog is more like it, that goes after the enemies of those that are in power. And they're supposed to be the unbiased pillars of justice that are going to watch over the fruited plain to make sure that you and I can live in the American dream. No, no, none of this works. None of this works. None of this has worked in God knows how many years. God knows how many decades. You could probably go back all the way to that cross-dressing poof, J. Edgar Huzitz, and when he was over there, trying to make Martin Luther King Jr. commit suicide. God knows what he knew about Lee Harvey Oswald and Richard Nixon and all of that. I mean, talk about a psychopath. He should have been stopped long before anything actually occurred. So what else has been going on here? I have to tell you, a lot has come out when it comes to what they're talking about with Fauci, with COVID, and what has happened with all of that. Because, oh, before I actually get to that, hold on a second. Hold on a second here. The SPLC. Remember what happened in Atlanta? Well, guess what's been going on in Atlanta? Somebody farted, so Antifa used that as an excuse to go about rioting and setting things on fire. And as usual, if you look at the arrests of the individuals of these people committing these acts of terrorism, because that's what it is, I'm sorry to tell you, well, they all turn out to be affluent Caucasians. Not surprising here, because if we're to look at the traditional roots of Antifa, that's exactly what you would find from Germany. And it turns out that a gentleman by the name of Tom Jurgens, who works for the Southern Poverty Law Center, was one of the rioters that was arrested and is a member, card-carrying member, of Antifa. Now, what doesn't that strike you as funny? A civil rights group, the Southern Poverty Law Center, that the FBI has used time and time again to justify its law-breaking activities is actually part of a radicalized leftist, left-anarchist movement that is communist in roots, anarcho-communist in roots, if you're going back to the 1930s and 20s in Berlin. So the FBI is either fostering this kind of behavior, funding this kind of behavior, or it's just, you know, the stereotypical circle jerk. The FBI puts something in the paper or tells the Southern Poverty Law Center look into this particular situation. The Southern Poverty Law Center creates an article saying, oh, this is outrageous. We've got racism and terrorism. And then the FBI then cites the Southern Poverty Law Center's article that it provided the information for as the justification to start breaking laws and violating constitutional rights. That's fascism. That's fascism. You have literal Antifa members aligned with the FBI committing terrorist activities, claiming they are leftist, when in fact they are the very thing that they are supposed to be fighting against, and that is fascism. These people are so stupid, so insanely stupid, that if you were to ever talk to them, you can't talk to them, because if you were to try to talk to them, there's no talking to them because they don't hear anything. They're too stupid, just like Jeffrey Zucker from CNN. This came out, Fox News Digital. The next CNN president, Jeff Zucker, ordered staff to ignore a lab leak theory. And oh, goodness gracious, why would he try to do that? Because it turned out that the lab leak theory was a Trump talking point, and that we shan't be giving Trump any sort of credit that could help his re-election efforts. Oh, why would we do that? The theory was recently bolstered by the DOE, Department of Energy, and Director Ray confirmed last week that his agency believes the same, and people are slowly waking up from the fog, says an insider to Fox News. It is kind of crazy that we didn't chase it harder. Really, is it? Because you're a fascistic mouthpiece for God knows who, whoever is behind the curtain, WEF or whatever. Throughout Zucker's tenure as CNN's chief, he pulled what was once widely seen as a straight news organization. When? I can't remember CNN being a straight news organization. To an anti-Trump operation, CNN bent over backwards to knock down what former President Trump and members of his admin said, lending credibility to the lab leak theory. And we now know why. We know that none other than Dr. Fauci was the single most pivotal individual in the deep state that was creating the narrative that no, there was no such thing as a lab leak theory. This is from Zero Hedge. Fauci prompted scientists to fabricate proximal origins paper, ruling out lab leak. And this is according to the House GOP. And Dr. Fauci offshored banned gain-of-function research to make bat coronaviruses more transmissible. And guess what? He is going to start facing questions. Now, I brought all of this up, and here's what you have to, in the past, you know, is money laundering. Dr. Fauci funds EcoHealth Alliance. Peter Daszak is the head of EcoHealth Alliance. He then distributes the money across the planet to illegal biolabs in the Ukraine, probably Taiwan, definitely in Wuhan in China, right? So he's the bag man. He's the money launderer. Daszak admits, one, to creating the COVID virus. He also admits, or through other people that he's admitted to, that he's working for the CIA. So the reason why Fauci had to cover this up is because Fauci knows that the United States' dirty fingerprints are all over this virus. And more than likely, it is due to radicalized CIA agents and radicalized Dr. Fauci types and Peter Daszak types that want to do this kind of research, but they legally can't do it in the United States. So what do? They outsource it. And if the world were to know that the United States is behind something like this, then the whole house of cards comes crumbling down. Then you're going to start to realize that the World Economic Forum types are the ones pulling the strings behind the response to the supposed COVID scourge, right? You had countries across the planet moving in lockstep policy measures. It didn't matter what country you went to, they were all following the same playbook. They were doing the distancing. They were doing the shutdowns. You had to be mandated to go back to work. You had to wear a mask. On and on the list goes. How can you get that massive amount of coordination unless there were puppet masters behind the scenes in the form of non-governmental organization, World Economic Forum type, George Soros types, Rothschild types? You get the idea. And the Democrats would be more than happy to go along with that narrative as long as they got Trump out of office. Democrats and rollover Republicans, you know those types too. In the Washington Examiner, it revealed last week that two authors of the Proximal Origin, who initially expressed concerns over a lab leak and then changed their tune, received millions in NIH grants under Fauci. In other words, they received hush money. Or if they were to continue with this kind of narrative that proved that COVID was actually engineered, Fauci was going to cut off their research and they would be out of a job. So do you see how easy it is to manipulate mere human beings? Fauci prompted the creation of the paper, according to the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. New evidence released by the Select Committee today suggests that Dr. Fauci prompted the drafting of a publication that would disprove the lab leak theory, and the authors of this paper skewed available evidence to achieve that goal. And Dr. Jeremy Farrar, went uncredited despite significant involvement. So there you go. Fauci engaged in a massive campaign to deny the possibility of a lab leak, and this is what happened because of it. If they were to prove, one, that it was a lab leak, that means that they can go directly to the contractor, EcoHealth Alliance. They can start digging into the financials, and we find out that Dr. Fauci had his filthy fingers all over it. Then you would know that the whole thing was engineered in an effort to get rid of Trump and to do some kind of bizarre depopulation program. They couldn't have that happen. So Dr. Fauci was forced to sit there and say, no, it is naturally occurring in nature. Even though you've got plenty of scientists, especially the ones from India that were around for about 2 seconds, saying that if you look at the thing, it bears a striking resemblance to HIV. And so the only way that would actually occur is if this was engineered. And they had plenty of evidence, and then it was all scrubs from the interwebs. Dr. Fauci couldn't bear to do that. He was working for the Democrats. He was working for the Rothschilds. He was working for the World Economic Forum to get rid of Trump, to get rid of people that were aligned with Trump. The only thing that mattered was getting Trump out of office. It didn't matter about your health, your grandparents' health, your psychological health, your kids' health, and it certainly doesn't matter when it comes to these vaccines. I mean, you had ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. If they, as RFK Jr. pointed out today, if they were allowed, they being the doctors, to use ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, that means that none of these mRNA gene therapy prophylactics would be available under emergency use authorization. Because they aren't the only remedy for the pandemic. Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine would have worked, and so that would have meant that no mRNA shots would have occurred. And that also means that Dr. Fauci's hidden digits, his little fingers, wouldn't be all over the patents for not only COVID and also the mRNA gene therapy prophylactic injections. I brought that up in a prior podcast. I'm not going to go into it now. And to prove even further that this whole thing was nothing more than nonsense, you only have to go to the Daily Skeptic, where Nick Dixon wrote an article, Matt Hancock's plan to deploy the new variant to frighten the pants off of everyone. The latest of the Telegraph's lockdown files has arrived, and here's what's happened. So Matt Hancock basically was going back and forth with some other stooge on WhatsApp, and you find out that, guess what? they knew that the COVID variant or the COVID virus itself was not going anywhere and people were starting to lose interest. So how did they gin up more hysteria? Well, Matt Hancock's own WhatsApp text on December 13th of 2020. We frighten the pants off of everyone with the new strain, but the complication with the Brexit is taking the top line. In other words, people are more concerned about Brexit than they are of COVID. Yep, that's what will get proper behavior change. When do we deploy the new variant? And miraculously, on December 14th, Mr. Hancock went around on all of the media circuits and decided to promulgate the new strain theory. And if you don't get the booster, then you're going to die. It's going to be a winter of discontent and so on and so forth. In other words, they lied. They knew that they lied and they weren't going to stop lying because they were making so much money on the take. All of them. And this comes from this guy's name I can't pronounce, Kanakoa News, or Kanakoa, whatever the hell this is. Was Peter Daszak working for the CIA? Yes, he was. If they're working on weapons of mass destruction, they're working for the CIA. We found other coronaviruses in bats. Some of them looked very similar to SARS, so we sequenced the spike protein, the protein that attaches to the cells. Well, I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. This is obviously from Daszak. You create pseudoparticles. You insert the spike proteins. See if they bind to human cells. At each step of this, you move closer and closer to this virus, and it could really become a pathogenic in people. You end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers. Doesn't this sound like what we found out from Project Veritas during the Pfizer leaks before James O'Keefe got the can? They create multiple versions of the virus in a lab, and then they release it because they already have the remedy at hand. So what happens? People get sick mildly, they gin up all the panic, and then miraculously, 2 weeks after this panic, oh, we've got a vaccine for you. We've got a new vaccine. All you have to do is sign up. You get your free cheeseburger, Coke, and fries, and you're good to go if you survive 48 hours after. Well, that was said, what I mentioned before, back in 2016 by Daszak. So Daszak received more than $118 million in grants and contracts. $53 million from USAID, which is nothing more than a CIA cover, $42 million from the Department of Defense, otherwise known as the Department of War, $15 million from Health and Human Services, and it all was going to colleagues in China. Where? The Wuhan Institute of Virology. What are the odds of that happening? EcoHealth Alliance, let's be honest, it has nothing to do with health. It's got everything to do with gene warfare, bio warfare, biological chemical warfare. It is an international terrorist group, if you're to be completely honest about the whole thing. And the other part of all of this is that do you really think somebody like Daszak is going to get nabbed if he's working for the CIA, either as a contractor or directly? Of course not. Of course not, because he's doing his job for the government, so he is practically untouchable. Just like Dr. Fauci, he's doing his job. And don't even try to tell me that Dr. Fauci doesn't have ties to various individuals and agencies on the intelligence side of the spectrum. Of course he does. He wouldn't be in that position. He wouldn't be the Teflon Fauci. Because if anyone else was trying to do what he did and what he inflicted upon the planet, they would not be standing any longer. Or they would be standing in front of a judge if there was any justice. So on January 12th of 22, Dr. Andrew Health issued a public statement in which he claimed Daszak told him that he worked for the CIA. So you can go over to Twitter and find it. AG Huff is his handle. For the record, in 2015, Daszak stopped me as we were leaving work. and asked me if he should work with the CIA. I was shocked, given my experience in security. Over the next 2 months, he gave me updates on 3 separate occasions about his work. When he asked me the question, I stated, Peter, it never hurts to talk with them, and there could be potentially money involved. Meanwhile, I was cringing that he told me this in a non-classified setting to a person that was not read in other words, they're not associated with the agency or the company, and to an uncleared person. Then over the next 2 months, at the break area, he stated that they were interested in places that we were working, the people involved, the data we were collecting, and the work with them was proceeding. In other words, EcoHealth was working for the CIA, and it was a front organization collecting viral samples and genetic samples and to collect intelligence on foreign lab capacities. There was no way that the data collected or the models developed could predict transmission or pandemics. In other words, EcoHealth was nothing more than a shell company for an intelligence agency that was trying to infiltrate a foreign country. And some kind of dark actor decided to leak or just release something along the lines of COVID into society. And being that EcoHealth Alliance was essentially working for the federal government in the capacity of the CIA and creating things on behalf of the Department of Defense, then you can only assume that those materials and those patents go back a long way. And if they go back a long way, that means that they studied what mRNA injections do to people. And they knew about all of these adverse events, and they still went forward with it. You can listen to various interviews with, who's that stooge over there at Pfizer? The vet. Albert Bourla, Dr. Bourla, veterinarian Bourla. And his weird-looking face. He looks like a Muppet. Bourla actually said that, we had the genetic sequence for COVID in 2 days, thanks to our Chinese counterparts. What does that say to me? It says to me that they already had the remedy to this because they had been developing it for years. And it was also coordinated by the federal government or some sort of agency within. Right? That's the only thing that makes sense. And the reason why China isn't taking the blame for it is because China is nothing more than the third-party contractor doing the work for the U.S. federal government that it can't do on the ground in the nation of the United States of America. Do you see how all of this works? This is a domestic terrorist attack. And to say that this whole thing centered and was focused and came out of Wuhan is extremely dubious in itself. That's just the most well-lit location for this. If I had to guess, this whole thing started in the Ukraine with bagman Hunter Biden, Metabiota, and Rosemont Seneca Partners. And one of those individuals has flipped and is working with the Republicans. So let's keep our eyes peeled for that investigation as we gear up to go into the 2024 election cycle. It's the Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels. As always, you can like me, find me, share me, Last Call Caravan on social media, Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels on all of your favorite podcasting platforms.